Did we offend you already? Because if we did, we have doctors standing by to take your calls.
We know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Or I'm gonna find them, those bastards.
Trust us. When we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions on the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network. However, like we said at the top of this announcement, the show is run by trained boxing kangaroos. We may have other kangaroos in the control booth, with the exception of the boss Rhino, who heads our politics department.
What's that? The show's on right now. Fucking hell!
We want to let you know that the show contains strong language, which may be unsuitable for children, unusual humour, which may be unsuitable for some, advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors, or Rex Tillerson,
Kellyanne Conway, or Betty DeVos.
Did we say liberal arts majors? Sorry. Women, lawyers, caseworkers, nannies.
You autism streets, we know you're lobbyists. By the way, the war has just begun, even though we're 6 days into your presidency.
No, you have a very little kitchen next to Gordon Ramsay's. Yours is shite. Get the heck out of the kitchen, and we're implying nothing by that.
Oh, right. Neurotypicals, which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you aren't normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, straight to doctors and get your head checked. In time, please enjoy the Satirically Challenge show.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Redwood here. AMC Press & Co. wanted me to send out this memo. Starting February 2nd, tickets go on sale for this thing called Reelability, which is from March 2nd to the 8th. Apparently, we support this thing annually, and Barnica said I couldn't go. Shame. But he did give me this code that you can grab $4 off your ticket. AMC Press & Co. 217. That's AMC Press & Co. 217. Tune into this particular challenge, Uriah. You can find it on iTunes. Funny how the world spins. Must be off. Need to go bug your mom about a violin.
And the code is AMC Press 207.
Is it 20? Was it 2017?
Yes.
And if you're listening, it's 2017. 2017.
Yes.
Sorry about that. Anyway, here's Barnacle with the reviews. Yeah, so anyway, guys, let's see. Tonight's show is basically our full list of stuff before the festival. This is every film we've reviewed and got handed to us by Real Abilities, and this is our review. So start out first with the first punch, I guess. I will take the film called Sanctuary. Yes, I will start out with the first punch, and then everybody will join in, because it's called a knockout. The thing is that no, we're not fighting Muhammad Ali. We're fighting people who don't like disability.
Too soon.
Had to, Johnny. Had to.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we should just focus on. Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on.
The point is Spectrum. Sanctuary, that is Sanctuary, not Spectrum, different film. Sanctuary is about...
Totally different.
Yeah, totally different. We'll describe the Spectrum stuff later. Larry and Sophie are in love and wish they could be more than just in love, but they married. And they want to be alone together. And so they bribe their horrible, feckless caretaker to book them into an afternoon in a hotel. But Larry and Sophie aren't just any couple. They both have intellectual disabilities. Now, intellectual disabilities, for those not in the know, as in NPs, that's normal people, or what we call neurotypicals, intellectual disabilities, anything known as autism, ADHD, bipolar, what are some of the others?
Mm-hmm.
Asperger's, Down syndrome. Well,
yes.
This film deals with people with Down syndrome. Now, Down syndrome.
Right.
And they're breaking the law in Ireland. In Ireland, you can't have sex before marriage. Also, you can't be disabled and have sex.
No.
Well, no. Am I getting that wrong? I think I'm getting that wrong. But while Sophie tried to figure things out, their future and how to
But we all... We can't go...
No, I'm not. But...
We can't
I'm going to say that's all I'll go about saying.
You'll just have to wait and see for the festival.
Yeah. I have found this film not only subversive and very delightful, but honestly heartbreaking. Because I relate to it on a level of having friends with different disabilities and friends in the same situation. It is amazing that they've put this into a film where they can be very honest about it. It explores every single and not just make it
a Hollywood or a big budget.
But Irish films tend not to be that way. So
a big budget.
Yeah.
Right.
They tend not to be that way.
I'm just saying that there are But I'm just saying that there are those out there that potentially could have that could want it. That if someone got the idea first, it would have been a big. It would have made. I don't know how it would have been either. So that's just my about it. Nothing wrong with it. It's just how else are you supposed to feel when it really depicts what life is like for people who are living in group home settings?
Sure.
It's a it's not something.
I get that. Totally.
It's not something that you just take. Yeah.
I totally get
it. It's not really spoken about, and if it isn't,
And if it is, it's not spoken about in detail. It's spoken about in snippets. And
As A Beautiful Mind, but they talk about mental hospital versus being in a situation, being that sort of environment too. But it's two totally different type of facilities.
Well, yeah, it's two totally different Yeah. It's two totally different kinds of commentary that I feel. But we have to move. We do have to move on because we did say five minutes for each film.
Yeah,
so
we do.
I'm going to pass it over to Allison. And Allison, you can take the next one.
I look at the next one is. Could you remind me what the next one is, Jamie?
Sure.
Since you're redheaded.
Well, yeah. As Jamie, sure. Carte Blanche. If we're going in order, no, we're not Carte Blanche. We're going through Kills on Wheels.
No, we're not going to know. Kills on Wheels, which you were supposed to take as well.
I'll take that after you take this. So go ahead.
Carte Blanche is, it's a film that shows what it's like for people who have fears, who are able to have jobs, but they're afraid of about the unknown, and also if they're going to be faced with challenges as well, especially with it being a true story as well, and since we all have fears, it really hits home because it's a universal. Everyone has fears too. It's not just one person or another. It's everyone has it too. It's not just one group has it, another group doesn't. It's a matter of having the ability to actually get through. It's having the ability to relate to someone who's different from you as well.
Right.
Especially when you may not understand them too.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, I look at it as, what would you rather? Do you want to be looked at as something different? Or do you want to be treated as something, as someone who should be treated? How would you want to be treated? And with what, and how can it make a difference too with someone? Because if someone is looked at in such a way to be looked at as okay, you're able to do something. So you don't want to lose a job because of, oh, you're different. I hope I'm doing it justice, because I wouldn't want, I know that there's so much people could misunderstand when it comes to people with disabilities.
You
don't want
to be looked at as a three-headed monster, basically.
Yeah. And there's so much more you could actually show without just being looked at as, oh, you're this, oh, you're that. How about, we're actually the same.
Right.
More ways than one.
I can tell you that.
And we all have fears, so if we all have fears, who's to say we're all different?
Sure.
When everyone has fears. Fears are a common denominator no matter who you are and what you are. And what might be different might be someone else could potentially have the same thing.
Right.
So if you're going to think that it's such an easy, it's so easy to fear, to feel that it's one way or another against someone without even knowing them, I think it's time for everyone to be more understanding as well. And not just go, oh, this person's different, that person's different. We're all different. It's not just one thing or another, one person or another. It's an actual way that you'll be able to give. It's one way for everyone to go, oh my God, to know that we're all the same and we all have fears.
Right. I mean, everybody has fears. It's just a matter of saying, of not saying, you know, there are people I know who go, oh, I don't have fears, and then they go, oh.
You kind of fear something.
We may not say it, but guess what? There's more, everyone has the ability to feel something. It's not just one thing or another. It's being able to relate. It's being able to know that everyone is, we all have a right to be accepted.
Exactly.
Like it or not.
Sure. You know,
you can't exactly just pick and choose. When picking and choosing doesn't do much. You can't pick and choose if you have a fear, or if you feel that this person's different. Oh, that person's different. Guess what? We're all different. We all have fear.
Hey, we're all different.
But
we're human.
Well, yeah, but that's what neurotypicals don't really realize.
Right. And we all have voice
human
too. So
yeah. So anyway, getting on to the next film or film. Let's see. Kills on Kills on Wheels? Yes, we did. No, we didn't. Carte Blanche is not one we didn't do. So Carte Blanche is a feel good movie about a high school teacher who, fearing that he might lose his job and his dignity, decides to hide the fact that he's losing his
fight. I already spoke about Carte Blanche.
Kills on Wheels.
About Carte Blanche.
Then you did. We didn't do Kills on Wheels.
Yes.
Kills on Wheels is a comedy
right.
about
is
two teenage boys living in a facility with disabilities and aren't looking for a way out. When they try to befriend a gruff firefighter turned hitman, firefighter turned hitman. That's actually interesting. I'll actually have to catch up on this. Who enlists them to be his accomplice with wheelchair assassins. Ha ha ha. I think this is a really good idea for a film, and that's why it's probably been made with people with disabilities. But the idea of that is so funny, but yet so brutal.
It's definitely something. It's going to be. I'm looking forward.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
It's funny in a messed up kind of way.
Yeah, it's subversive, and I think that I think that anybody's humor with disability is being diagnosed with a disability is hard enough, but having a subversive humor about it too. Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Life isn't all bad. I think that the cast is something that it's wickedly cool, you know, that you have a mix of graphic animation and live action, you know.
Which is awesome. And
but the best thing is that it was selected for Hungary's 2016 Oscar nomination submission for Best Foreign Film. Awesome. What else we have? We have that. We've done three of the four. Now, Andy Berry and The Voice. That we have 9 minutes left. I'm going to take the last one. Or we can also take the last ones.
The autism section?
Yeah, we're getting a story of mine.
Yeah.
Right, we're getting to that. Don't worry. I will slip. Before I slip, exactly. So, former Canadian radio host Andy Berry finds a new bison abandoned in Parkinson's. This is a very touching film. It comes out of Canada. And it's an awesome film about, you know, reclaiming your voice when you think you have none. Great film. I highly, highly suggest this. If you don't get to go out and see it real abilities, try to catch it when it's out. We will let you know when everything is officially out on this podcast, because we'll keep inquiring with the publishers once we have it. But this is a really good film. Might we also add that Michael J. Fox does a lot for Parkinson's disease and has Parkinson's. If you want to support Andy Berry, go support Andy Berry. I think he has a website and a donation button. Go do that. And then if you want to support Michael J. Fox and join Team Fox, go to Team Fox, MichaelJFox.com, I believe, or search up Team Fox. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So now with 7 minutes remaining, let's have at it. The story of the month, Spectrum story of the month. Let's go. Let's see. This is basically this is an entirely live action documentary about autism and sensory perception, featuring Temple Grandin as well as.
You're not exactly giving them our thoughts on it.
Well,
it's not just the descriptions, because
Allison, give your thoughts. Give her thoughts on
what?
I
highly recommend it.
Give your thoughts on it. Sorry, I wasn't on for that entire time.
I highly recommend it. What?
Yeah.
I'll come out and say it. Three thumbs up.
I would say five if I had five thumbs. If I had three thumbs, or if I had eight thumbs, I'd give it eight thumbs up. It was really that good.
Something we deal with on a daily basis.
Definitely.
It's not something that has to be looked at more. And with autism itself, you can't just make it it's this kind of. No, everyone is different. When it comes to autism, it's not clear cut.
It's like two different things, like.
And having sensory issues,
it's all different levels. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like a clear cut thing.
Right.
And every who has autism is different. It's not just one way. Everyone's sensory issues are different too. It's not just here's one thing, here's another. No, everyone's different. And how are they different than being in a situation where no one really knows about it?
Exactly.
Or just going, oh, this is one way, but then, oh, here's another.
But yet you have somebody else who has yet another, and so on and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got to say.
Hey, I need to take a drink of water over here.
I've got to say that the films in this year's festival are awesome.
Top notch.
Top notch. They've done it again in our book.
They did it again. Yeah.
They've done it again, and we can't wait for the next year. We're already saying this, but we can't wait for this year and next year and the years after following, because there's a lot.
This thing will just keep getting bigger and bigger.
There's always growth.
There's always growth. And we can't wait for all
For anyone unsure of what is actually of the code, it's in the description. And
right, but it's AMC Present Code 217.
He did it again.
2017.
AMC Press 217.
Correct.
2017. Is that right?
AMC Press 2017. So, yeah, go out. We'll be there. We can't wait to see all of you and whoever greets us and you hear us. We're open to talking and stuff like that. Just approach us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have a great night, and we will see you all at the festival. And we'll be Instagramming and live tweeting, and as soon as we figure out to do a live Facebook, we'll be doing that as well. So, have a great night, and we'll speak to you and see you very soon.
We'll see you soon.
All right. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.